Good morning. Today is Wednesday, October 21st, the 3rd of Tishrei. We are continuing in the 9th parak of Mesillas Yesharim, page 152 in the Art Scroll, paragraph beginning with Shema Tomar. The Ramchal was telling us that the first Mafsid Azrizos are things that are Magdile Ha'atzla, and that is broken down into three parts: Bakasha Samenucha Hagufanis, Sinas HaTorach, and Avas HaYidunim B'Tashlum Kol Tanai. Basically, if physical relaxation and engaging in physical delights to the fullest degree, and hating, despising, exerting yourself, those are Mafsidei HaZrizos number one. Number two is excessive anxiety. Anxiety that doesn't come from real fear, that's based in things that you should be afraid of, but really based in laziness, imagining that there's all sorts of things that could go wrong, that things that could get in the way, things that could be dangerous. So now he's dealing with a real question. Shema Tomar, Harei Matzino Shechi V'Chachamim, B'chol Makam Shishmar Adam Asatzma Shmir Mu'ula. He's now telling us, have bitachon. That's how he ended. A person should not be afraid of unexpected conditions and misfortunes. Have bitachon. He says, wait a minute. Shema Tomar, Chazal speak about the importance of guarding yourself, watching yourself, protecting yourself. It doesn't matter who you are. What kind of divine protection you think you have, you have a responsibility to protect yourself, to watch out. The Amru, the Gemara Ksuba says, Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz mitzinim pachem. All misfortune is in the hands of Hashem, except for sickness brought about by cold and heat, representing things that you do control. You have no right to not wear a jacket in the cold and say, God will protect me. U'mikra kasav v'nishmartem od l'nafsho seichem. It also says in the Torah, Barim, you should guard your bodies ma'od. Harei she'en l'achlit ha'bitachon hazal kol panim. Hasam amra afilu l'dvar mitzvah. And over there it says, even for the matter of performing a mitzvah, you have to protect yourself. So how can Mesillas Yesharim now be telling us, have bitachon? Da, says Mesillas Yesharim, a very famous answer, ki yesh yira v'yesh yira. There's different kinds of fear. Yesh yira re'uya v'yesh yira shota. There's appropriate fear and there's foolish fear. Yesh bitachon olilus. And similarly, there's trust and there's foolishness. Ki hine, ha'adam baruch hu asa sa'adam bal seichel nachon usvar nechocha. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with intelligence, with reasoning, to conduct himself in a safe way and protect himself from things that were created to punish the wicked. Somebody who decides, I'm not going to protect myself from obvious dangers. That's not called bitachon, that's called foolishness. And he actually is sinning by not taking precautions, safety precautions. He is sinning. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and he's not listening. It's fascinating. Besides the fact, if a person does something dangerous, besides the fact that just in the natural order, they're engaging in something dangerous, he says they also are sinning. And because they're sinning, they deserve to be punished. Taking precautions for real dangers is not just appropriate, it's a mitzvah. Mishle says, a clever person sees peril and hides, but fools go on and are punished. Acha yira hashotahi. So that, he says, is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about yira hashota, foolish anxiety. Shea adam rotza lahosif shmiros al shmiros v'yira al yira. A person who piles on precaution upon precaution, fear upon fear. And he piles on so many layers of protection that it gets in the way of living properly. And he says that is what he's talking about. And that is something that he claims in this parak really stems from atzlus, that a person doesn't want to go out and do things and be involved in things, and comes up with many reasons subconsciously. What if, maybe, you know, shema, pen, ulai, all these things might get in my way. And that is the kind of a of Yira that he's talking about, which stems from Atzlus, and which is one of the factors that detract from Zrizus.